You're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJLP 103.3 FM in Northampton. Childish, Billy being childish, being Billy childish. Welcome to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and tonight we'll be listening to Billy Childish, who has been involved in several do-it-yourself rock and roll groups since 1979. One of the groups was the Headcoats, who you just heard, and we'll jump right into it here with more music from the Headcoats. Thanks for tuning in.
Troubled times, trouble resting on my mind. Girl, I ain't got you, and you're just my kind. I need your little girl to ease my troubled mind, to ease my troubled mind. These fools are breaking up my world, and I need your little girl. Talk and be sincere. I need your little girl to ease my troubled mind, to ease my troubled mind. Talk is of an end to all of which we depend. Circle of a hit child, and you I will defend. I need your little girl to ease my troubled mind, to ease my troubled mind. I tell you, Well, I tell you, that girl's acting mighty strange. It seems all her features been rearranged. She ain't got her hair left upon her head. It seems her screw's got a double thread. Instead of hands, she got monkey paws. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, she's got a hog's jaw. Well, I tell you, every screw in her head is loose. She's barking like a cockerel, a dog, and like a goose. She's got a fist full of nails, a mouth full of lead. She's speaking in tongues, her eyes streaming red. Well, such a melody must have a cause. I tell you, man, she's breaking all of nature's laws. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. What's up? You ain't looking right. Speak up! You're talking gobbledygook. Well, I tell you, of her nose, there is no trace. She got a little sister growing there in its place. A tiny hands and a pretty face, just the type of girl who could replace a screaming sister on all fours. I'm gonna lock that woman out of doors. And what's more, she got a hog's jaw. Ah! Get out of it! Keep off the law! You ain't safe. Take those worms out of your mouth. Show some remorse. What's wrong with you, woman?
The Headcoats with Hog's Jaw. Before that, Troubled Times, both of those songs from the record Headcoatitude. The Headcoats are one of the many Billy Childish groups we will be listening to this hour. Billy Childish was born on December 1st, 1959 in Chatham, Kent. He left secondary school at age 16, attempting to enroll at St. Martin's School of Art. After being denied entrance, he spent the next 6 months working at a naval dockyard and drawing on the side. His drawings would eventually earn his acceptance into St. Martin's, and although he was later expelled, it was during this time he began singing for the Pop Rivets. He scored the gig after meeting drummer Russell Lax at a pub. As Childish recalls, quote, "So anyway, ended up going to the local art college, and this person I met in the pub, Big Russ, asked me if I would sing in the group. So I did, and we called ourselves the Pop Rivets. I was only asked to sing because I was the only punk rocker in town. They needed a singer, and it suited me because, though I couldn't sing, I wasn't shy of being silly."
Let's go!
Billy Childish was with the Pop Rivets from 1977 until 1980. Towards the end of their time, he started playing a bit of rhythm guitar, which led him to form the Milkshakes with Pop Rivets roadie Mickey Hampshire. Childish was only 20 years old at the time. Milkshakes with Dull Knife. Before that, you heard them playing for She. The Milkshakes once released four albums in a single day in 1984 in a bid to, as Childish said, commit commercial suicide. This is Connecting the Notes. In this hour, we are talking about and listening to the music of Billy Childish. Though we are concentrating on the music of Billy Childish, it does not make up the extent of his work. He's an avid painter and co-founded the Stuckist Art Movement, a group that opposed conceptual art and postmodernism in favor of using painting more as communication and to express emotion. Billy Childish left the group, though, in 2001 over disagreements with how the group presented itself. He has also published over 30 collections of poetry and two novels, including a memoir. Childish is dyslexic and remained undiagnosed until the age of 28. Through reading interviews of him, you get the picture of someone who is brutally honest and prefers the primitive in things. These feelings translate to his music, as he prefers lo-fi recording techniques and few takes. He records most of this music at his home. Speaking about these preferences, Childish said to a 3 a.m. magazine interviewer, quote, "Music is about sound. That's what it's all about. Good songwriting? No. You can have a really good song and no one else can do it good. It's how it's played. It's the sound. It's what it sounds like. It's using equipment that sounds good."
Yeah, Indians are bad.
scream. His sunset was a Waterloo. Not tonight, said Josephine. Tree of love, her all surrender of love. On the 29th, Adolf married his bride. Next day they died by suicide.
All three of those songs by the Mighty Caesars, the third band involving Billy Childish. That set started out with Cowoozer Square, followed by Ten Bears of the Command, and lastly, Dictator of Love, which you just heard. The Mighty Caesars were in existence between 1985 and 1989. As they wrote inside one of their records, this is punk rock, rhythm and beat, as it should be. Three chords, cheap gear, and a healthy dose of hatred and contempt for the outside world. Childish added during an interview with 3AM Magazine, quote, I like the primitive in things because I like the rough edges. I like that because the energy is still there.
Sort out my putrid body. The tombstone man is restless tonight. He rides a skull-faced glory. The dead are luscious, the dead are brave. And now I'm living in a grave. When I came home, stinking of petrol, you bit my face, you bit my face. Then you killed me in multiple rage. And now I'm living in a grave. comes those ferocious worms to sort out, sort out of my putrid body. The tombstone man is restless tonight, and he rides a skull-faced glory. The dead are luscious, the dead are brave, and now I'm living in the grave.
On Chatham High Street. The prostitutes were stood at the bar, whispering and hissing like cats, because they thought that my girl was on the game due to her 5-inch heels and leather miniskirt. And one of them was quite pretty, despite being in her early 30s with her front teeth punched out. And she hung round my neck and breathed hot garlic into my face, and as she laughed, little pieces of spittle flew from her lips. In this world, there is need of women like this. We need them more than secretaries, more than petrol pumps, vast shopping complexes, and modernised pubs. We need these poor, tragic women, because we are, all of us, poor and tragic.
Walk out.
The Mighty Caesars with Come Into My Life. Before that, Billy Childish reading the poem Prostitutes on Chatham Street. And The Mighty Caesars, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Before that, Billy Childish and Sexton Meng with Living in a Grave. And that set started up with the Delmonas with their song Live. The Delmonas originally served as backing singers for Milk. Eventually, both Billy Childish and Mickey Hampshire joined them in the group. Here's some more of the Delmonas. Somebody else is giving me a hard time. Somebody else is.
I've got a little boy who's good to me, and he tells me he loves me. He said he's good and he said he's mine, and he tells me he loves me. But I've just seen him walking down the street, hand in hand with another girl. I bet when he comes home to me, he tells me he loves me. Why does he have to lie to me? Why don't he just tell me the truth?
Billy Childish lives by the freedom through limitation mantra, so it's not surprising he doesn't seek out or listen to new music. In fact, in several interviews, Childish has mentioned that he hasn't listened to music since 1977. He still does reflect fondly on the days he did, and the influence he consistently mentions include the Kinks, Bo Diddley, Jimi Hendrix, Link Wray, as well as lots of 70s punk and Delta blues. From the Pop Rivets to the Headcoats, Childish and his bands covered a lot of their influences, and we're going to listen to a few here. We'll start it with the Headcoats covering Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love, followed by the Delmonas doing Freddie Starr and the Midnighters' Peter Gunn Locomotion. After that, back to the Headcoats doing Comanche by Link Wray, and ending with another Bo Diddley track, Greatest Lover in the World, performed by the Headcoats.
to ghost. My dream forever made. I love you 49 and 40 days.
The Headcoats, covering Bo Diddley's Greatest Lover in the World. The Headcoats consisted of Billy Childish on guitar and vocals, Bruce Brand, who was also in the Pop Rivets, on drums, and Johnny Johnson on bass guitar. The Headcoats would often play live with the Headcoatees, which included members of the Delmonas and Holly Golightly. Holly Golightly has gone on to collaborate with the White Stripes and Rocket from the Crypt, and in 1999 released an album with Billy Childish titled In Blood. One review of the record called the two, in all due respect, I believe, a scuffed-up British version of Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood. Here they are with You Got That Thing.
That thing that I desire and leads me everywhere. yet. You got that thing that moves the charm and it leads me everywhere. Come on, please me. Yeah, please, please me.
Holly Golightly and Billy Childish with You Got That Thing. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're about to wrap it up. We got a few more songs left. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we've spent this hour talking about Billy Childish. Reminder, you can visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. There you'll find playlists from all our shows, as well as be able to listen to past shows anytime you'd like. A few closing thoughts on Mr. Childish. He's still very active painting, writing, and in music. His newest bands are Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire and the Vermin Poets, which includes fire department singer Neil Palmer. In an interview with The Guardian, Childish said on the subject of sound, quote, "I don't mind playing music live, but I don't like getting to the venue and fighting with people about using the sound we prefer to use. You're not allowed to have music with an origin coming from where you're playing. It's got to be surround sound, and it's got to be very loud, and it's got to have lots of top and bottom end that only dogs and squirrels can hear. We can only find a few places we get along with," end quote. He goes on to discuss how noise has desensitized folks, what with sound being pumped through all areas of leisure and commerce. He culminates this discussion by saying, quote, "If you don't have silence, there's no point in having noise." So, freedom through limitation. It's an interesting concept. We have a couple more songs for you. Please stay tuned for Poison Ivy the Mind. This show would not have been possible without those guys. They loaned me most of the music that you heard this evening. Once again, you've been listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. Thank you and good night.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood. it sure is looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me.
Little Red Riding Hood, I don't think little big girl should go walking in those spooky old woods alone. That you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Big bad wolf could walk. Oh.